Today, the governor signs a new adoption bill. The rescued bear cub is well cared for in New Hampshire. Police Superintendent Claprud in Springfield celebrates 42 years on the job. State police schedule another sobriety checkpoint. Mark Auerbach has his Artspeed report. A salad dressing recall and your wall bed may try to kill you.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2022. Thank you very much for being with us as we navigate life in Western Mass. First, your forecast of preeminent importance. Morning showers, afternoon sunshine, highs 66 to 70 today, and the winds are 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows still drop down there, 34 to 40. Governor Baker has signed legislation clearing the way for adults to adopt their siblings and younger aunts or uncles, a bill that the state's official child advocate says will create more stability in the lives of the state's most vulnerable children. The governor had signed this bill on Friday in November. Child advocate Maria Mosades told lawmakers that many of the estimated 2,800 children in foster care with a goal of adoption will move from foster care placement to foster care placement and never end up being adopted. The bill enacts a simple procedural fix to allow a child to be adopted by any appropriate kin when it is in the child's best interest. According to Mosades, who noted guardian options in such cases are not permanent legal options like adoption. Gas prices down a dime. You heard me correctly from last week. Lowest price for a gallon of gas, Western Mass, $3.74 per gallon, while the most expensive, $4.39 compared to nearby areas. Connecticut at $3.87 a gallon, and Worcester $4.15 a gallon. National average price of gas decreased last week, averaging $4.10 per gallon. The national average down 23.3 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at a buck and a quarter per gallon, higher than a year ago. All this week, the Belchertown Police Department is accepting donations of food and personal care products if you think you can help out. These collections will in turn be turned over to the Amherst Survival Center to be distributed to those in need. Greenfield Police have an update for us on the orphaned bear cub rescued a few days ago. Dr. Maureen Murray, director of Tufts Wildlife Clinic at Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University, says a black bear cub was transported to Tufts Wildlife Clinic at Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts by Massachusetts Environmental Police on Saturday, April 9, after being rescued by the Greenfield Police Department the night before. The cub, who veterinarians estimate is around 10 to 12 weeks old, was sadly orphaned when her mother and siblings were hit by a car. She was evaluated by the veterinarians at the clinic, and aside from being scared, she's in good physical condition and has no injuries. She's eating well and will be transported this week to Killam Bear Center in New Hampshire for rehabilitation. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has recalled some 129,000 wall beds due to serious impact and crushing hazards. In addition, B-Star is the company we're talking about predominantly, sold about 53,000 in Canada. In July of 2018, a 79-year-old woman died after a B-Star wall bed fell on her, injuring her spine. B-Star has received reports of 60 additional incidents resulting in bruising and other injuries from the wall beds detaching and hitting consumers. This recall involves the Nebula, PUR, Versatile, Edge, Cielo, Audria, Lumina, Orion, and Novella full and queen wall beds. The beds were sold online at Wayfair.com, Costco.com, Cymax.com, and Amazon.com. The beds were sold from June 2014 through March 2022 for between $1,650 and $2,200. The firm is contacting all known purchasers directly. consumers should immediately stop using the recalled wall beds and consult the communication they received from Vistar. Consumers who are uncertain whether their wall beds need to be reinstalled are entitled to a free inspection. If the bed requires reinstallation, consumers are advised to use a professional installer. Vistar will reimburse consumers for the reinstallation cost and expects that cost to range from $170 to $207 for above-top-shelf wall beds, or $338 to $414 for below-top-shelf wall beds. Consumers who are unable to find a quote within that range should contact Vistar to receive assistance in finding an installer. Consumers who are nonetheless unable to find someone within that range will be reimbursed for reasonable costs outside of it, provided they can provide documentation. Mayor Sarno, Chief of Staff Tom Ash, Springfield Police Department's Command Staff, and Superintendent's Office have congratulated Superintendent Cheryl Claprud on her 43rd year with the Springfield Police Department. Saturday, April 9, marks Superintendent Claprud's 43rd anniversary with the department since she began her career as a police cadet in 1979. Superintendent Claprud began her career in law enforcement April 9, 1979, when she became a cadet on October 19th. In 1981, she entered into the police academy and became a sworn officer. Our congratulations from Pioneer Valley Radio to a superlative, exemplary public servant for the city and the region. Another sobriety checkpoint is planned by the state police. I'll have that information for you right after this week's Arts Beat Report with Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Harry Potter film concert series returns to the Bushnell with Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire in concert, the fourth film of the Harry Potter series. On April 23rd and 24th, John Jasenki conducts the Hartford Symphony Orchestra in performing the magical score live, while the entire film plays in high def on a 40-foot screen. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. 9 to 5, the stage musical adaptation of the film with music by Dolly Parton plays the Majestic Theater in West Springfield through May 29th. Featuring a book by Patricia Resnick, who penned the screenplay, the musical will be directed by Ran Forster with music direction by Mitch Shakur. For details, MajesticTheater.com. The UMass Amherst Department of Music and Dance is now accepting applications for the 2022 UMass Young Artists Awards, which are open to high school students who are residents of Massachusetts or those who attend school in Massachusetts. Cash prizes are available to the winners. The application deadline is May 1st. For application materials, umass.edu/music, UMass-YoungArtist-Awards. The Hanover Theater in Worcester has announced its upcoming Broadway season. Tootsie, the musical based on the film, plays Worcester in September, followed by Mean Girls, Aladdin, Annie, Hadestown, and Jesus Christ Superstar. Meanwhile, their current Broadway season includes The Prom, a Broadway hit that never made it to Hartford, April 26th through May 1st, and The Band's Visit, June 16th through 19th. For details, thehanovertheater.org. The Mahawi Performing Arts Center has announced its summer lineup of live performances in Great Barrington. An Evening with Josh Ritter is the rollout concert on June 17th, followed by the Handel and Haydn Society's Glory of the Baroque, The Great Concertos, June 29th. The High Kings perform July 21st, followed by An Evening with Graham Nash on July 23rd. Chris Isaak plays the Mahawi on July 27th, followed by Michael Feinstein's Get Happy, celebrating the Judy Garland Centennial, August 5th. Ted Rosenthal's jazz opera, Dear Eric, will be staged August 6th. Pat Metheny plays on September 3rd, and other upcoming programs include School Nut Zippers and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band in November, Strings Attached with John Pizzarelli and Jessica Malasky in December. and more events will be added. For details, mahewi.org. The Amazing Adventures of Dr. Wonderful and Her Dog, a play for young audiences with book and lyrics by Lauren Gunderson and music by Bree Latimont, plays Playhouse on Park in West Hartford, April 23rd through May 1st. The Mystery Science musical will be staged by Moira O'Sullivan. Gunderson is one of the most produced contemporary playwrights around. Playhouse on Park has presented The Revolutionists. Chester Theater has performed I Am You. And Wham Theater staged Emily. For details, playhouseonpark.org. And Ray Allen, the Tony Award-winning actress who is known for her performances on TV, Seinfeld and The Sopranos, died on April 6th at the age of 95. She was artistic director at Stage West in Springfield in the mid-1970s. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Colonel Christopher S. Mason, superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police, announced that a sobriety checkpoint will be implemented by the Massachusetts State Police on a public way in the counties. The purpose is to further educate the motoring public and strengthen the public's awareness to the need of detecting and removing those motorists who operate under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs from our roadways. It will be operated during varied hours. The selection of vehicles will not be arbitrary. Safety will be assured, and any inconveniences to motorists will be minimized with advance notice to reduce fear and anxiety. Van Law Food Products, Incorporated of Fullerton, California, is issuing a voluntary recall of Whole Food Market 365 Organic Creamy Caesar Dressing because it may contain undeclared soy and wheat allergens. People who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to soy or wheat run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume these products. Whole Food Market 365 Organic Creamy Caesar Dressing is packed in 12-ounce glass bottles with a Best Buy date of 11/17/22 and was distributed in states of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. No illnesses have been reported to date. The recall was initiated after it was discovered that the product was distributed in packaging and did not reveal the presence of soy and wheat allergen. Subsequent investigation indicates the problem was caused by a temporary breakdown in Van Law Food Products labeling and packaging processes. So, if you bought this stuff, you should discard it and seek a refund. If you have questions, contact the company at 714-578-3134, Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. I want to thank you for spending a little piece of your Tuesday with us at Pioneer Valley Radio. I encourage you to join us on tomorrow's program. America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, is scheduled to be with us, and Jordan is going to pull out his magnifying glass and really take a look at the jolt in inflation that we're expecting. I hope you'll be with us for that program. Thank you very much. I'm Brad Shepard. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.